Hey, I just wanted to pop in and give you two ways that you can make sure that your business stands out from your competition, which has been inspired by a little post that I did in the group this morning, which was basically saying that if your business is not in any way stand out different from others in your area that are providing the same kind of services as you, then it's going to be difficult for you to stand out anyway. And when people are shopping around for your services, whether they're browsing on Google or your website or finding you on social media, and that kind of thing, if you don't have anything in your marketing, so what I mean by this is like in your offers, what you're selling, your marketing, your website, your social media accounts that makes you stand out, then you're not going to stand out, and it's going to be easy for them to choose, like, I'm not saying they're not going to choose you, but you will be busier and more successful if you do have something that positions you a little bit differently from everyone else. Hello for everyone who's watching live, please say hi so I know who's there. So I wanted to give you some examples. So what happens mostly when I ask a question in the group saying, what makes you stand out? Because I want to know what everybody's answers are. I'm typically always saying, like, don't make it about the service that you provide. Don't make it about the price, because that's literally what every business owner ever tends to think is what makes them unique. Hi, Kristen. Hi, Gabrielle. Hi, Kaya. Nice to see you guys. And it's like, you shouldn't not focus on service. Obviously, you want to build a good relationship. You want to give amazing service. You want to give an amazing experience. But a lot of people say, like, well, it's me that, you know, makes the difference. It's the attention. It's the care. It's the effort. It's the customization that I do, and like all of that kind of stuff. And they think that's what makes them unique. But how people aren't going to know that about you and your business before they've even been a client, if that makes sense. So yes, once they're in the door, once they're experiencing your service, then yes, that's all well and good. But on first impression in your marketing, how are you going to position yourself to stand out before people have even been in to see you? That's what I'm kind of talking about here. So two examples of how you can do this are, number one, your brand personality or your brand theme. So what I mean by this is, a lot of businesses out there will have nice branding, nice colors, nice fonts, pretty pictures, but that's about it. The brand doesn't necessarily have a specific theme to it that makes it stand out, or it doesn't have a personality that makes it stand out. So some examples of a theme, or some quite successful clients that I have that have great themes, is one of my favorite or best, most successful clients, Jessie Seaton, who I shared a result in the group a little while ago. She's just doing, just about to hit like consistent $95,000 months in her salon, which is amazing. Her whole theme around her brand is, she's a hair salon and a spa, right? But the theme for her business is about travel, crystals. It's called Wanderlust is her business name. Hippie, witchy kind of stuff. Like, she has this kind of boho, beautiful theme for her business that attracts, it stands out to start with. It stands out from all the other salons that are just trying to be salons and focus on hair and what they sell and massage and stuff. And it attracts a certain type of person that is attracted to that theme. So back when I used to have my salons, you know, I've shared this story a bunch of times, but my whole theme was around like looking and feeling hot, and all the images that I put were like hot chicks and bikinis and, you know, all of that kind of stuff, because that was the market that I was going after at that particular time. My current business branding and theme in my Carissa Hill coaching business now, Carissa Hill Consulting, I'm going with all like neon lights and color and that kind of thing. So hopefully that kind of makes sense. Does your brand have a theme, and does it have a personality? So, yeah, like if you're a little bit funny, if you're a little bit quirky, if you're a little bit, even a bit offensive, like you can make parts of your real personality a part of your business's personality, and that will make it stand out. But if you're always just trying to be blend in, generic, people pleaser, staying safe, trying not to offend anybody, trying to talk to everybody and please everybody, then that's how you end up with a very vanilla brand that doesn't really capture anyone's attention. So give yourself permission to put your real personality into everything that you do, into your posts, and also think about how can you spice up your brand and make it stand out a little bit more by having a certain theme. The other thing is, I'm going to swap arms because my arm's getting sore. Gabrielle Kennedy says, love this. Yay. The other thing is, and I've had different themes for different businesses too. Like I'm wearing right now my Stay Wild t-shirt, and I have Stay Wild tattooed on me because when I had, and the moon, because when I had the Wolfpack Mastermind, which was a big product of mine that I ran several years in a row, may bring back eventually. It was all about, you know, being wild and moons and wolves and that kind of stuff and spirituality and galaxies. And like, that was the whole theme of that particular course, that particular offer, that program. So different offers that you sell, different packages that you sell can have their own little brands and their own little themes and their own little personalities as well, which brings me to my next point. The other way to stand out is when people are shopping around. So let's say somebody's looking for a beauty salon and they want to get their eyebrows and their lashes done or whatever. Typically, if you look at, and I know this because I've worked with so many beauty salons, if you're searching for like a little an eye makeover package, so many people call it an eye trio because it's just, you know, eyebrows, eyelashes, tint, lift, wax, whatever it is. But it's so generic. If you currently have an eye trio, I would highly recommend you think about a new, different, special name for it that makes it stand out from every other salon that's offering an eye trio. So you can create your own little unique themed or unique named packages, bundles, offers, etc. So back when I used to do hair extensions, as an example, yes, I had hair extensions listed on my website and whatever, but sometimes I'd do special little packages and promotions that were based around a certain theme, such as the mermaid makeover. So it was like extra long, extra thick hair extensions, dark tan, and long, thick eyelash extensions. So it wasn't just focused on the services, it was focused on like, there was a theme for it and it was all about mermaids and whatnot. And some other ones that you can do is like, let's say you have a package that's specifically for girls who really like, so this is one that I thought of the other day that I haven't actually turned into an ad yet, but I will. There's types of people that like to look natural, right? And there's types of people that like to look super fake. So you can have, you know, one package that you sell could be specifically for people who like the natural look, and one could be for people who want to be a catfish. So you could have the catfish makeover, or you could have the natural beauty, you know, natural beauty makeover, or whatever it is that you call it. So those are just a couple of different examples. Obviously, if you're in different industries, take inspiration from this, but make it appropriate to what you sell. But by having the same, you know, named services as every other business, by having the same kind of images as every other business, by having the same kind of branding and colors as so many other businesses based on just what's trending in general right now, it does not make you stand out. And if you want to be super successful, you have to stand out at least a little bit. So I'd love to know what you think about this. I'd love to know if you have any ideas, or if this was helpful. Or ideally, I just want to get you thinking as to like, well, how can I get my business and brand standing out a little bit more? If you want to go and, I had an alert come up, go and stalk your competition. If you don't know what anyone else is doing, go and have a look and see, well, how can I make my stuff stand out a little bit more? Because think from the customer's perspective. They're going to be looking around. They're going to be shopping around. They're going to be looking at every other business in your area that does the same thing. And they will make their decision based on, do I like the brand? Do I like, obviously, their work? And are the offers and packages and promotions or whatever that they're offering standing out and getting my attention? So, thanks for watching. Good luck. And yeah, I'd love to know what you come up with. Have a great day.